You're listening to Sound Effect on 88.5 FM. I'm Jennifer Wing, and today we're telling stories of people who dream big. And this next story is about people who take that very literally. They dream of big trees, the tallest and biggest trees they can find. And Sound Effect producer Allie Ferguson is here to explain why. Hello, Allie.
Hey, Jennifer. Yeah, so these folks, they're mostly trained arborists, and they keep track of the tallest trees of each species in a national registry. And they go out into the forest to collect data on height and circumference and canopy length. And this involves special lasers and actually climbing the trees to figure out how tall they are.
Why do they do this?
Well, that's what I wanted to find out. But first, I wanted to see one of these really tall trees in person.
You are connected. You are on belay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think so. I think I'm ready.
Okay.
That's arborist Mick Miazio. He's clipping me into a harness, and he's about to send me up into the tallest tree in Tacoma's Point Defiance Park. And I'm terrified. But I put my feet on the thick trunk of the tree, grab the orange rope, and begin to pull myself up.
Huh. That's a really big tree. It's only mildly terrifying.
Oh my god, they look so small.
At about 50 feet up in the air, I can see why Mick became an arborist. It's surreal to be up in the branches, like a squirrel or a bird. And that's exactly how Mick has always felt.
I remember climbing my first tree when I was a kid. I come from inner city, a lot of concrete, some trees, and there was this tree that's really not too big, but for a kid, it's a whole universe, right? As soon as I was able to, I jump right in there and I disappear, you know, I'm in my own world right there.
Mick loves trees, but this Jersey boy with Polish roots, he's more than just a worshiper of the forest. He's a missionary, a tree zealot. He wants everyone to love trees, and he's so intense, so earnest about it. Sometimes it seems like he might actually convert the whole world. I am, of course, Mick's next convert, which is how we ended up in Point Defiance Park on a sunny Friday morning, hugging the trunk of a giant Douglas fir. Mick was the first to discover the park's tallest tree. He noticed it poking out of the canopy when he moved to Tacoma 3 years ago.
One day I went on Google Earth and took a virtual flight, and I flew up to what I thought was the tallest tree, took GPS coordinates. Then I took some measurements and eventually confirmed that the tree is 217 feet tall.
And what did you do when you first found this tree you'd been searching for on the internet?
When I first found this tree, when I arrived at the base, I fell to my knees. I just fell to my knees.
Why is that?
I was overwhelmed. I looked at it and it was beautiful. You know, I found myself in the presence of this live being that is probably as old or older than this nation. That's just powerful.
And what was it like when you climbed to the top?
That was also very powerful. You know, I made a decision a few years ago to devote my life to trees, I guess. And so it was like all that effort, dedication, sacrifice coming together in this one moment and place.
Can you describe what it looked like?
If you're at the base of it, depending on the time of the day, it's sort of dark, right? Because you have all these surrounding trees and plants and stuff. But once you ascend further up, you start being above everything else around you, and you can see the Cascades, you can see the Narrows Bridge, you can see Tacoma, you can see Mount Rainier, Mount Baker, Vashon. Yeah, the views are beautiful.
But Mick isn't just a solo adventurer. He's part of a national group of volunteer arborists and citizen scientists collecting data on tall trees. It's called the Big Tree Program. And the guy who tracks Washington State's big tree data is Mick's boss and mentor, Zeb Haney. Zeb says the program got started back in the 40s.
When folks across the United States would argue about whose tree was biggest, and it kind of became a state versus state kind of thing. And it still goes on like that. There's still rivalry amongst the states. But each state kind of runs it on its own through American forests. So many of these trees are just in places that we'll never find them unless somebody tells us, hey, we think we have a big tree. I found one. Just in the course of work, some folks had me out to look at their apple trees. and pull up this long driveway, and I can see through the carport a very large maple tree. And it turns out, I think it's the third largest big leaf maple in the world. And it's just in their backyard. They had no idea.
Why is it important to know where the big trees are?
Their living history. They've been in that spot for a long time before people lived there. And you can see it in the way that they grow, the way the branches are formed, broken, and regrow, and the hollows underneath that critters have lived in and that kids have played in.
Mick also loves that giant trees reflect the passing of time, and that these old-growth forests are home to endangered species like the marbled murrelet. And he likes contributing to the scientific effort to make up for his own small impact on nature. But his ambition is deeply personal, too.
One thing that's always in the back of my head is my brother. And he was murdered a few years back. And he was a great guy, even though he had a rough life. And one of the things he had was a great connection with nature, like birds would sit on his hands and things like that. And so after he passed away, first of all, I tried to be more like him. Because that's the time, right? Well, second of all, I did get an idea in my head that I would like to discover a tree and dedicate it to him. And so those are some reasons that you may call selfish, but I would like to share this with people so that they can be proud, they can be aware, they can care, protect. You know, kids nowadays have problems with attention span, and adults too. You come here and you don't have to be focused and strained. You can just be. And I hope that when people just are, that they're good and full of love. And even if there's things that made people hard in their lives, that softens up and dissolves.
And that gets to Mick's next big dream, which is actually kind of small. He wants to share the wonder of the forest with everyone through their memories of trees.
What trees did they climb when they were a kid? What tree, you know, memories they have as adults? What tree memories they have with their families? I think that would be pretty neat.
Mick says everyone has a memory about trees, and he hopes that by sharing those memories, strangers will connect and remember their love of nature. I got to see some of these connections firsthand. One of the best things about Mick's favorite tree in Point Defiance Park is that it's a Pokestop. Yes, you heard me right, a stop in the hit game Pokemon Go. And so while Mick and I were hanging out in the dim green light of the forest, chatting about the importance of trees, folks kept strolling by, looking for Pokemon. And you'd think this ardent nature lover would be annoyed by people walking through the forest on their phones. But nope, it's just another opportunity to talk to strangers about trees.
Sue, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Did you climb trees when you were a kid?
Did I climb? Yeah.
What trees?
Oh, there was a willow in the backyard, a couple of maples, and...
I'm pretty close.
Hold on a second. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Did you climb trees when you were a kid?
Of course, he climbs trees now.
That's awesome.
Have a great day.
After these little interactions, Mick sits back down smiling. He's thrilled his tree was at the center of these small human moments. But this tree has been witness to so many of Mick's dreams. He got married here, at the base of the tallest tree in Point Defiance Park. Mick says he's not a religious person, but he has faith. And being in nature, in the forest, it's like being in church. So Mick keeps searching for tall trees, chasing that sacred feeling, and hoping others will share his dream.